The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday!
Not just Friday, Parade Friday. Get ready, maybe you're heading there right now. Already people on the text line saying, listen to you guys as I try to figure out how to get as close to the parade as possible. There's also an event happening at Dodger Stadium. Apparently they're saying you cannot do both. You must pick. Do you want to try to get into the Dodger Stadium event, or do you want to be on the parade route, which will be... How many miles is it? I have details
1.4,
here.
I believe.
1.4 miles of celebration starting at 11 a.m. Expected to be roughly 45 minutes long. Of course, there's a special ticketed event at Dodger Stadium after the fact. The parade route is going to do the following, in case you're wondering. Either because you want to go or you want to avoid, it will travel from City Hall, south on Spring Street, west on First Street, south on Grand Avenue, west on Fifth Street, ending in the area of 5th and Flower Street. If you want all the details, of course, you can follow along. The Dodgers have got maps up and everything else. The event happening at the stadium scheduled to start around 12:15 this afternoon. And parking gates will open at the stadium as early as 25 minutes from right now, 8:30. Gates open at 9. And already the event at Dodger Stadium is sold out. So people will be, I'm sure, reselling.
I was trying
for
to
that.
Find tickets yesterday. Yeah. It was impossible to even find a place to get tickets. 909 said, Sweet Dibs, I wanted to tell Klein that you can have the police chase experience in Vegas. You can either be the person behind the wheel or you can be the police. And you can also learn how to do pit maneuvers.
Oh, the pit. I love the pit.
That's so cool. Vegas has everything.
Is that like a virtual thing, though, or a real thing where we take over a stretch of the road? Because I don't want to do it virtually. I want to do the real
one. Track.
Yeah, it's got to be. But even then, you don't really feel like you're making the right. If you're on a closed track, unless it's set up to look like a city. You know, you're not really going to be... Because I want to be the guy that's making the decisions. Do I want to go the off-ramp, the on-ramp? Do I want to hide under the overpass? Meanwhile, someone says that, Klein, you bitched out. You had a chance to be chased by the cops recently, and you did that move where you turned your lights off and hid. Remember
oh,
that?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, little bitch boy.
Yeah, but I didn't really want to be in a... I don't have current plates on my car, so I have a reason why I would be, you know, why they'd...
That's more of a reason to run.
Tase me and stuff. I don't want to get tased, beaten up.
You couldn't handle being tased.
I do it here for the high voltage food review. It's the worst.
I know, we hear about it for weeks after.
It's terrible. Still have PTSD from that. Get into a brand new hour of the show right now on K-Rock. You'll win yourself some tickets. We'll get into some Johnny Doesn't Know Dodgers and much more happening this hour right here. We are Klein Alley Show. If you'd like to join us for some Johnny Doesn't Know action, your chance to win tickets to Ricky Gervais at the Hollywood Bowl. All you got to do is get on the phones now at 800-520-1067. Johnny was celebrating. As you can imagine, he claims he grew up a lifelong Dodgers fan. It's the only team he's ever had loyalty to. It's his favorite team. He said it was the greatest feeling of his life on Wednesday night or Thursday night when they won the World Series. So much so he rushed to the streets and immediately hung off the side of a car as he drove around. You can see that video up on our socials at Klein Alley Show, doing very well. Pure excitement, pure adulation, and the question is, will he know even the most basic stuff about the Dodgers, the team he loves more than any other team? We'll get into that in just a moment for some Johnny Doesn't Know. Then,
do you think that he would even know, you know, you mentioned Justin Turner and that he signed the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Do you think he would even know what position?
No.
Do you think that he would know whether or not he is a current Dodger?
No. I don't think he would know that. I think the way his brain works is he lives off vibes. He likes vibes and energies. He doesn't get caught up in details or facts or stats. So I think he'll do a lot of like,
with life in general as well.
Right. That's just kind of in general his thing. Everything is, you know, vibes guide him. That is, his Sherpa is good vibes.
Not intelligence. Or knowing things.
Right, yeah. Not answers. And so as a result,
it's a nice place to be, though. Ignorance is bliss.
I'm jealous. I look at that. He looks real happy going through life. He's always got a big smile on his face.
Ignorance is bliss.
I've never been as happy as he appeared to be in that video, being dragged through the streets of L.A., celebrating the Dodgers win. It was like a happiness that was contagious, and I was jealous of it.
Do you feel like you were as carefree as he?
No. No,
was, I you know, when no. you were in your
No,
that
I think
age?
I've always been
I've always been like a stressy, anxious person.
Yeah, I've always been stuck inside my head, freaking out about what the day will bring. But Johnny, on the other hand, no thoughts about that at all.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't think. I don't even think he looks both ways when he crosses the street. I think he just walks and he just smiles.
Hopes that it works out.
And I'm going like, is one of these cars going to take me out? I bet these guys all look like they're gunning for me. But it's a very different outlook on life, and that's why he's there and I'm in here. But the good news is you'll have a chance to get inside that guy's brain or lack thereof in a moment for some Johnny Doesn't Know Dodgers. We'll come back with that. And then we got a bunch of more stuff. Can we return it? We'll start. Can we return a bunch of things from Halloween? Will people allow us to return things like pumpkins and gently used costumes and half-eaten candy? We'll get into all of that and more next. Maybe you're heading to a parade right now to celebrate your Los Angeles Dodgers. And Postmaster Johnny did some unofficial parading this weekend after they got the win, World Series win Wednesday night. He immediately said he was going to his grandma's house in the hood and riding on top of cars through the streets. And boy, there was no shortage of people as you were rolling through the 818. Very celebratory night. Maybe you said the greatest night of your life, perhaps.
Yeah, that was like the unity, and that was the real parade. Let's be real. They always know the official parade is always in the hood. And then you guys have your
organized legal parade.
With actual players and double-decker buses. But the real parades are guys like you hanging out of the side of someone's Hyundai.
Yeah, no, that was a Dodge Ram. But yes, off the side of a car. Yeah, hanging on for dear life.
And does your grandmother know when you arrive that you're going to be doing this?
Oh, yeah, grandma and all my uncles came too. My uncle brought the fireworks. My other uncle was driving around too, taking like, hey, kids, get in the car, let's go.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a
family
whole
operation.
Yeah. Now, you claim, obviously, you were not alive. If you don't count the 2020 World Series, you were not alive in 1988 when the Dodgers won their first, real World Series. So this was your first time experiencing this after being a Dodger fan your entire life.
Yeah, we don't get this too often.
Right. So as a result, you did, and I noticed this with Johnny, because I don't notice you oftentimes wearing Dodgers gear, but the last week or two, you had on your Dodger jacket every day, you had a hat on. Did you up your gear game, or is that all gear you had that you just started wearing more?
That blue jacket you guys see me wear all the time was my dad's original that he got in 1988.
Wow.
When they won. So I wear it very sparingly.
Right, because it's a vintage piece.
It's vintage, and it's like, I don't like to mush.
So if you'd like to play the game, the phones here at K-Rock are 800-520-1067. Going to ask Johnny some very basic questions like we always do in this round of Johnny Doesn't Know. Today it's Dodger-themed, and let's find out if you're able to correctly predict, Johnny know? It's time for Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny Doesn't Know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
All you have to do is predict. Will Johnny know or not know the answers to these very simple questions about the Los Angeles Dodgers? Keep in mind, this guy claims he's a lifelong fan. Anyone who predicts correctly, Ali will write your name down. One of you will be selected. You'll get some tickets to go see the great Ricky Gervais at the Hollywood Bowl. Here we go. First question for Johnny Doesn't Know. Johnny, Dodger Stadium is located in which Los Angeles park? Will Johnny know this, Roman, yes or no?
Johnny's gotta know this. He's from LA. He knows the area. Come on, Johnny, don't let us down.
Johnny, he says you will know this. He gave reasons why he thinks you will know this.
Yep.
What is the name of the park, the Los Angeles park, that Dodger Stadium is located within?
Chavez Ravine, Elysian Park.
Whoa! Come on. That is correct.
It is correct. Hold on. Roman got his right. Good job, Johnny. With confidence.
Allie,
did you think you would know that? Because
I thought he would just because of, you know, where he, just being born and raised here.
That's one of those ones where I feel like he almost gets confused and says things like Magic Mountain.
Magic Mountain.
All right, we got a question.
That's in a different state. Yeah.
Number two. Let's say hi to Angelique would like a piece of you, Johnny, this morning. Good morning, Angelique. Welcome to K-Rock. Welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know Dodgers. You ready for this? Angelique. Yep. All right, here we go. Question two. Johnny, what does a 50-50 ball mean? There's been a lot of talk this season about a 50-50 ball that Shohei Ohtani hit. And what does it mean, a 50-50 ball? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
I really hope so, because he claims to be a baseball fan, so hopefully he knows what it is.
All right, Johnny, 50-50 ball, break it down. What does it mean?
I don't really know.
I didn't pay.
There's been so much talk about it.
Yeah, but I just watched the game.
Come on.
Let me see.
You can't guess even?
50-50 ball.
What's
like
an Arnold Palmer?
It's half lemonade, half iced tea.
Great. Okay.
So 50-50 ball has got to be like half wins, half loses. Losses and stuff. Let's go like half hits, half home runs. That I really don't know.
Ball is made up of half hits and half home runs?
I thought it'd be like Dodger questions. I didn't know it was going to be like baseball terminology.
So you think every home run ball, they go and get it, and they go, okay, start the clock again, see what happens to this ball next?
I really don't know 50-50 ball.
You can give us a real guess, or are you still going to go with that thing you just said?
I think it's just what I said. Like, it's like half home runs, half wins, half losses. Like, this ball is going to be worth something, and this ball might not be worth something. It's a 50-50 ball.
Oh, you're saying it's like a 50-50?
It's a jump ball.
It's a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
What?
So I hear what he's saying. A 50-50 ball. Maybe it's worth $4 million. Maybe it's worth nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah. Totally.
Like a
this is a new ball. It's a 50-50.
All right, Johnny. Unfortunately, you did not know. A 50-50, at least as it pertained to Shohei Ohtani, in the season he had 50 stolen bases and 50 home runs.
Yeah.
Only player to do that. So that is why that ball that went over as his 50th home run became the official 50-50 ball.
But I was a real Ohtani fan because I saw him when he played with the Angels.
Right, not relevant to this question.
Not at
a
all.
Little bit.
Not at all.
But I was able to not track his.
Thank you for sharing that.
His accomplishments right. There as
I
well.
I was blown away and very impressed with Johnny after question one, but then immediately lost all.
Question two was tough. That was a weird one.
Not that weird. It was.
I think even more than the Elysian Park one that you would have known that.
I know, because that was one of the biggest stories of the entire season.
And we've talked
about
it extensively on the show, on the live show that you're supposed to listen to.
Robert in Ontario, welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know, talking Dodgers, getting ready for the parade. Johnny, up until the year 2021, who was responsible for the official Dodger dog? Think about it. Don't answer yet. Will Johnny know this? Robert.
No.
See, this one's tough because Johnny does love a glizzy. Loves a glizzy.
I'm a glizzy gobbler, baby.
So it make me think he would know, but I could also see him getting confused, and I almost want to write down what I think he's going to say, which is not the right answer. Up until 2021, and for as long as I could remember since moving to L.A., this was the official maker of the Dodger dog. He says, you will not know. This is according to Robert. Johnny, who made the Dodger dog?
For the longest time, it was Farmer John's.
Farmer John's, you got
and
it.
It's literally the best. The new ones suck.
All right, Johnny got another one. Good for you, Johnny.
Johnny.
Come on, bro.
Johnny, you do know a thing or two about the Dodgers.
Yeah,
Farmer John's.
Big ass, I mean, big old wieners, too.
That's right.
Hot dogs.
Johnny, does Johnny know big old wieners is what we're going to do next
wieners.
Week.
Vardin on K-Rock from Glendale. Good morning. How goes it?
Good,
Johnny doesn't know you've made it this far. You're already almost a winner. So far, only one person has
there you go.
Correctly predicted. It's Friday. Guys, it's been a long week, guys.
It has been a long week.
Today should have been an off day. I don't even know what we're doing here. Roman's the only guy who's predicted correctly so far. Let's see if we give him a run for his money with Vardin. Here we go, Johnny. In baseball, if someone refers to a can of corn, what are they referring to? In baseball, if it's a can of corn, what does that mean? Will Johnny know this? Vardin, yes or no?
He doesn't know.
Does not know. Johnny, can of corn means what?
See, this is that old school lingo terminology we used to roast my coach about, because when we played in high school, he used to always say stuff like this, and we would always just like slag him off and whatever. So, cream corn, whatever you said.
Can of corn.
That too. I have no idea what that means.
In baseball, it's a term that gets used. What do you think? I mean, just sound it out.
You're a can of corn. You're playing lousy, son. Like, get down, get baseball ready, get that glove to the ground.
So it's an insult that would be given to a player?
I think so, yeah.
But acting like a can of corn?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Okay. I don't remember.
So it's like a lazy foul ball or a lazy fly ball that's pretty easy to get under and catch is what it is. It's a can of corn. It gets used a lot.
It does get
Scully used that term a lot. Yeah, Vin did, yeah, a lot.
Huh. Okay.
Speaking of Vin, we go to your next question.
I don't know that either.
Let's say hi to Chris, Long Beach, final person that gets to play Johnny Doesn't Know, Dodgers. Will Johnny know? Good morning, sweet Debs. Will Johnny know what Vin Scully's most famous phrase was? Yes or no?
Yes. Got faith in you, Johnny.
He says yes.
I got you, bro. I got you.
You
got
to see the way he's looking at me right now, because I don't have a lot of faith in the way you're looking at me, but he says you will know. Johnny, Vin Scully's most famous phrase. Got quite a few, but which is the most famous one?
It's time for Dodger baseball.
For Dodger baseball.
All right, I will accept that.
Come on. How insulting of a question.
All right, Chris got his right, Roman got his right, and Verdon got his right. Allie's picking one of these names at random now. And
Look at that. It's Chris.
Chris, congratulations. Yay. You are going to go see Ricky Gervais at the Hollywood Bowl, courtesy of Johnny's Brain, all right?
Hey, 714
said,
Friday. Let's go.
Yeah, we should burn his dad's jacket.
Yeah, we're going to burn your dad's jacket now.
Hell no.
Right, it's K-Rock.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nation of returners, that is a fact. We buy things all the time, mostly on Amazon. Sometimes we use it, eat it, and then we go, you know what? I don't want to pay for this. Let's just send it back. Nordstrom probably started the policy many, many years ago where you could buy it, wear it for as long as you want, and then bring it back in any condition.
I know, I love it.
And they would give you your money back, and as a result, businesses are losing out on tons of money. So every year after Halloween, we like to call around and see if we can actually return the things that clearly no normal person would ever accept back. And we're talking pumpkins that have been carved, costumes that have been worn, candy that has been eaten.
I was really trying to keep my costume clean this year, and yeah. I wasn't able to. I was like, if I can just keep the tag on and keep it clean, I can return it. But listen, let me just say this.
Not a lot of people at the spirit stores today that are going to be open accepting your returns, because they know you got what you got and they don't want to give you your money back, because probably more often than not, you wore it. And yes, I know there's people that do that thing where they go, I'll buy a few different sizes, figure out the one that works best. And every once in a while, you do have a legitimate return. But I think that most of us abuse that system. So in a moment, Allie, you want to go first today, or you want me to go first? Are you feeling up for the challenge?
Man, I mean, with how well you've been speaking today, I really want you to go first.
Thank you. I agree.
Will we be able to correctly predict whether or not they'll let us return it? I'll go first.
Yeah, tell me when to stop. I'm going to run my finger down this page, and I will determine who you called and what you try to return. Tell me when to stop. Anytime. I know you like watching my finger move. It's turning you on. Stop anytime.
Go ahead. Okay, stop.
You will be calling, a costume shop. Great. In exactly 2 minutes, we'll find out if Allie's able to return a gently worn Halloween costume.
All right, let me get my story straight.
Place your bets. Can we return it, the Halloween edition, next on K-Rock? Man, there are people today that are actually doing this for real. We're doing it as a joke. It's more of a social experiment. But there are people that today will legitimately go and try to return stuff. And maybe it's an unopened bag of candy because you thought you'd have more trick-or-treaters than you had. But there are people that have pictures right now on their Instagram of a costume they wore last night. And they will attempt to package it all up, put it back in the old Amazon box, and send it back today. No harm, no foul. And that's why we started doing this little thing around here called Can We Return It? Allie will be having to call a costume shop.
951 said, oh, great. This is where Allie lays on her Karen accent thicker than it already is.
It is the thickest Karen accent we've ever heard. Let's see if she can successfully return a costume that she already wore. Good luck, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm going to say no.
Hello.
Hi, is this the costume shop?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Did you have a nice Halloween? Yeah, same. I actually bought a costume from you guys a few days ago because I got invited to a costume party.
Uh-huh.
And it was really cute. It's like kind of the sexy witch thing. But I wanted to know if I could come in and return it at some point today.
You might be calling the wrong costume shop because...
No, I think I bought it there.
Where is there?
Right there.
Yeah, like I said, you're calling the wrong place.
Well, but do you do returns?
We do not, but here, hold on, I'll let you talk to the boss.
Hello.
Hi, is this costume shop?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I wanted to return something today.
Okay, what was it?
It was a Halloween costume that I bought a couple of days ago for a costume party.
Okay, can you hold on a minute, please?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I don't know what you're returning.
It's just a Halloween costume that I bought a couple of days ago, and I just don't really need it anymore.
Okay, you're calling the wrong store.
No,
if you bought a costume at a shop, it's not ours.
But you're a costume shop.
I understand that. You're not understanding me. We had nobody purchase a packaged costume a few days ago.
Not one person bought one costume a few days ago?
That is correct.
Well, you're probably not a very good costume shop then.
Oh, fuck you!
So can I return it or not?
No!
Okay, but the thing is,
you're
I'm not going to be...
You're calling the wrong shop. Don't you understand English?
Well, I do. That's pretty insulting, but I also speak a little Spanish.
Okay, well, then maybe somebody should translate in Spanish, because you're calling the wrong shop.
I just wanted to... Because I am not going to use this costume next year. I can't be the same thing next year that I was this year. Do you understand?
Okay, I understand that.
So I don't need this anymore.
And so you cannot return it to us. If you did not purchase it from us, you cannot return it to us.
I will take store credit.
Okay, come and return it.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I'll be in a little bit later, and I'm the sexy witch if you recognize me when I come in, okay?
Okay, you have a good day.
Okay, bye. Adios.
Crazy to think that this week began with us giving a trip away to go see that band right there, Linkin Park in Brazil, to a listener of ours. I think it was Mickey who won that trip. And then all that we've experienced together this week, including obviously Halloween, Dodgers getting themselves a World Series win, and then they will have themselves a big parade today. It all wraps up with this. Next week, the fun continues because Monday morning, I believe, we have a pretty big announcement. I know we say big announcements a lot around here, but this is one of the big, big ones, and I can't wait to share those details with you, I assume, as soon as Monday morning. Red Vanessa?
Hopefully.
All right. Love that confidence. Let's get to your news right now, then we'll get into a brand new hour of the show. It'll be my turn for Can We Return It? And Allie did a great job trying to return a costume to a woman that told her to go F herself. So let's see how it goes.
I think I'm actually going to be able to return that.
I don't believe so. You don't even know what shop it is. She asks you which location. You go there. And she goes, all right, you got me. Let's get to your news now, then a brand new hour kicks off.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. What are the chances she'll know the details of the stories? I'm guessing none.
Okay, the Dodger Parade is happening in just a couple of hours. 11 a.m. is the official start time, but people have been lined up along the parade route since 3 or 4 a.m. this morning, at least. Some people just pulling all-nighters, hanging out downtown, getting a good view for the parade that's happening soon. And the organizers promise that there will be some cool surprises, perhaps some celebrity cameos. But the city is sending a message to everyone today. Whether you are at the parade or whether you're at the stadium for the ticketed event or just celebrating this in the streets, our mayor, Karen Bass, is urging everyone to please celebrate responsibly. And I'm sure this comes as a result of the looting and the bus fire and the fireworks celebrations that went wrong on Wednesday night. There was a fan who blew off his own hand with a firework. It's...
Where are my fingers at?
I went off my head.
They're just flying through the air in slow motion. This fan, I guess, was wearing a Kershaw jersey, and the whole thing is on video because when you're going to light fireworks in the street for a Dodgers World Series win, you got to film it.
Right.
And then when I was reading about it, it was on TMZ, and it was like, by the way, warning, this is an extremely graphic video. And I was like, for TMZ to be giving a warning?
Yeah.
It's got to be really bad, because they just have no shame or problem showing very graphic stuff to people, like death photos and stuff. And they were like, warning, warning, warning. You can see the blood splattering everywhere.
Oh, man. That's a real
fan.
That's a real fan.
And I wonder if that guy's going to be at the parade. I mean, he seems like a real one.
It's going to be hard to wave.
Thank you, Jake.
All right. The guy who made the Dwayne Wade statue. The Dwayne Wade statue was debuted last week and was the butt of a lot of jokes on the internet.
I did see a great Dwayne Wade statue costume last night.
You did?
Yeah, it was my favorite, probably favorite costume I saw.
Oh, that's such a great one, because you know you had to put it together kind of quick.
Real quick, and it was
so
perfect.
So they were like bronzed or what?
They actually took a printout of the actual statue, because I think everyone gets freaked out about crossing the line as far as being bronze face or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
And so they had the printout of the actual statue, Dwayne Wade jersey spray painted gold, I guess, and it was just, and they just kind of held that pose. It was very scary at first, to be honest.
Yeah, well, because the statue is very scary looking, and a lot of people were comparing it to Morpheus from The Matrix and all kinds of different people. But the person who made, the person who made the statue has said something. So this guy is from Chicago.
Oops, that was his quote. Oops.
Dude, I wish, honestly, that would be better than what he said. He said, to the critics, there's a lot that needs to be understood. What happens is we have to seal everything to keep the integrity of the sculpture. But what that does is it creates a funny little side effect of being glossy in areas that we are not used to seeing when we look at somebody in the flesh. So it can create a little bit of an misunderstanding to the eye.
Mm. All right. Well, he knows more than we do. He's a statue maker. We're just regular dummies.
It's like, okay, I get, like we were talking about before, we've been making statues for a long time.
Right. It's a lost art form.
And to have to explain your statue and be like, well, I mean, you have to understand some things. This might be a misunderstanding to the eye. It's like, no, just make a good statue.
If I was a statue maker, I would have to have a real talk with myself and say, look, I know the reality is in 3 weeks, this thing is going to be covered in pigeon crap. And this is going to be people sitting on it, having their lunches. It's going to be caked in French fry grease and ketchup. And even though it's a tribute, the reality is most statues, they become almost like abso facto benches. Like, people need a place. So you understand that this will become a toilet for pigeons, is what it's going to be.
And dogs.
And dogs and everything else. And yes, the moment of the unveiling is kind of the greatest moment. And then every second after that, it's just more and more bird crap getting on it.
But wouldn't you, if you were visiting, want to see this statue?
Now I would, because you can see it and be like,
whoa.
Well, it was like the Kobe one. Not that I didn't want to see it. I did want to see it. But once I knew it was covered in typos and they were going to fix the typos, I kind of rushed to get down there and see it before they fixed the typos.
Exactly. All right. People are not on their best behavior when it comes to celebrating, but they're also not on their best behavior when they are flying the friendly skies. This has been going on for a while, and it seems that things have escalated even more because now people are just punching other passengers who are not instigating at all. They're just sleeping in their seats.
One individual is assaulted.
It happened 2 hours into the flight from San Francisco to D.C. Monday. Everett Nelson left his seat in row 35 to use the restroom. He then walked out, stopped at seat 12F, and without notice began physically attacking a sleeping male passenger.
I was woken up by the most horrific screaming that I have heard. He was just rapid fire, punching, pummeling very violently this man in the face.
And nobody knows why. But if you are sitting in row 34.
Yeah, 12 seems pretty sweet.
12 seems pretty sweet. Yeah. Especially, I think you're getting close to exit row status at that
12,
point.
12 could be some of that extended leg space. You could be getting into that economy plus stuff.
Exactly. And sometimes you have to go to the front of the plane to use the bathroom, and you get so mad at all the people that are sitting there with their champagne and their extra leg room. And if you're already having an unhinged day, then you just start punching people.
Yeah. Or maybe
they knew the guy.
Maybe they had an altercation.
Maybe he's like,
boarding.
That's the guy who slept with my wife.
And he's sleeping again.
God damn it.
This guy's rubbing it right in my face. Get into a brand new hour of the show. Perhaps the greatest hour of your life as we get you parade ready this morning. Right here on K-Rock. Happy Friday.